Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Brancy, and welcome to the very first iZombie recap show here on Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking about the season 3 premiere of iZombie titled Heaven Just Got a Little Bit Smoother. So basically, we are picking off exactly from where season 2 ended. Liv is still reeling from having to shoot Drake in order to save Clive. Clive has just realized that zombies are real, and we pick up at the Max Rager party where everybody has lost their minds and consumed all the brains. So basically, we meet Vivian, who is a new character that we saw introduced in the season finale last season, and basically we learn that she is there to kind of fix the problem. They get in there and she explodes the entire building, and we come to find out that she has started a company that is trying to hide the fact that zombies are real. Not only that, but we expand a little bit when Clive and Liv visit her in the company building, and we find out that in fact she is preparing for when humans do find out about zombies. Hopefully she is trying to put it off as long as possible, but when they do, she is working on creating a solution so that zombies can self-segregate. Essentially, what this means is that she knows that humanity is not going to take too kindly to zombies, obviously, which thank you for that. She is a zombie herself, so she knows that humanity is not going to accept zombies for who they are, even though we know that they can sustain life, obviously, because Liv does it, and she's just preparing for the fact that humanity is not going to take it well, which is definitely what she should be doing. But she has started up a company to prepare for the moment, and the zombies are going to self-segregate into an island that she is preparing so that they can live their lives, they can be in peace, and they don't have to interact with normal humans. Now, the projection is we're looking at a couple of years that she wants to get this done by. She has several zombie children in the building that are learning. She has guards getting prepared for whenever they're going to need to protect themselves. And we learn that there's a lot more zombies out there than we originally believed. One of these zombies is somebody that Clive actually knows, and it is a little boy named Wally. We do not know at this point how Wally and Clive are connected, but we find that out in the next episode, which we will talk about in the next review. But basically, Liv and Clive are all on board for this. Surprisingly, we didn't think that we would be at the end of last season, but we're learning a little bit more about Vivian as the episodes go on. So changing gears, let's talk about Major. Major is struggling with the fact that he is, of course, accused of being the Chaos Killer. Even though he's been technically cleared, people still believe that he is. And I guess technically they're not that wrong because he was the Chaos Killer. But of course, we know that what they thought was happening is not actually what was happening. So Major is struggling with reintegrating into society. He cannot find a job. He actually gets a job at Vivian's company, which presumably is like either the security or being a guard, or we don't really know quite yet. But more development on Major to come. So one thing that I really want to talk about is Clive and Liv in this episode. Clive is really there for Liv, and he is still, of course, reeling from the discovery that zombies are not only real, but his partner for the past few months, I'm sure, is actually a zombie and has been this entire time. So he's still trying to kind of deal with that, and Liv is struggling because in the beginning of the episode she's still on soldier brain, so she doesn't feel the full magnitude and weight of the loss and crippling pain that comes with losing Drake, but we all know that she does eventually feel it when the brain wears off. Liv blames herself for having to be the one to shoot Drake, but Clive is really there for Liv in this episode, and he tells her, like, hey, Drake was already gone. Max Rager destroyed him, not you. They are at fault, and you are not. He was already beyond saving at that point, and if Liv had not shot Drake, then Clive would be dead. So I really think that that helped Liv kind of start to move towards coping. It's going to take her a while because this is now the second zombie boyfriend that she's lost. She's going through a lot, and I'm really, really love that Clive is so there for Liv. I love their friendship. Speaking of friendship, The trio of Clive, Liv, and Robbie is also very interesting. The three of them are kind of learning and getting new footing on how to interact. So Robbie is thankful that now he has a second human who knows really what's going on. So there's that. And they also have the body coming in from the Max Rager party, which is not good because the CDC arrives. It's actually Robbie's old boss, and she finds brains in the stomach of the victim. Robbie and Liv make a very hasty exit at that point, trying to get away from the situation, which, can I blame them? No, I cannot. But yeah, there's definitely going to be more with that. I can assure you that they would not have brought in a character and given her the name of being Robbie's old boss had that be the end of what we would see from her. So I'm not really sure how far she's going to get with the discovery, but I guess we'll see. Speaking of discoveries of zombies, though, Clive and Liv try and stop the security guard, if you remember from the end of last season, who was at the Max Rager party. He gets on a radio show and basically tells everybody that he saw zombies. Of course, that's not good. Clive and Liv get there just mere seconds too late, and he just says it all. Now, the thing is, this is not exactly CNN, so it's not like the mass public really heard what he said. And then of course there's going to be the people who just write him off as being crazy and don't believe him, but it is definitely a threat to the safety of not only Liv but the entire zombie population. So it's definitely something that they're going to have to be watching out for in the upcoming episodes. Lastly, we need to talk about the other trio that we're dealing with here, and that is Blaine, Peyton, and Robbie. Robbie is, of course, still reeling from the fact that Peyton and Blaine slept together, and he's trying to cope with the fact that when Blaine went in to save Peyton, she seemed to really be comforted by Blaine. So he's really struggling with that. Peyton tries to call him, seeking comfort from Robbie. I think Peyton's really confused about what she's feeling right now, and Robbie doesn't answer, so she turns to Blaine. Now, speaking of Blaine, we have Donnie making an appearance this episode, and he seems to think that Blaine is completely making up the amnesia, that he remembers everything and has two motives. One, he's acting like he can't remember anything and that he has amnesia so that nobody else will want to take the cure, which would make his business go better, while at the same time making himself more appealing to Peyton, because if he doesn't remember everything he's done, he's essentially a clean slate in Peyton's eyes and could, of course, then have a relationship with Peyton. Now, I'm not really sure how I feel at the moment, but Donnie's argument makes a lot of sense. I'm not really sure if that's the case. We don't really have confirmation. Blaine could be faking all of it. I don't know, but we will find out. But Donnie's argument makes a lot of sense. Basically, Donnie goes to try and find the money that he feels that he's owed, and instead finds Blaine's father, Angus, in the freezer. So he thaws him out and has a business proposition. Basically, Donnie wants to open up his own brain business like Blaine had, because he has Blaine's client list, he knows how to run things, and he thinks that Angus is the money that can back him up and kind of get him started. Angus likes the idea, however, he thinks that Donnie is thinking too small, and that's kind of where we leave off in the episode. We're not sure how exactly Angus is going to proceed. What is the bigger picture for him? We don't really know, but I am very excited to see what is in store for the season. Amazing premiere. They throw a lot of information at you, and we just talked about a lot of stuff, guys, but I'm excited to be recapping iZombie with you this season. I cannot wait to see what else is in store for us. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check out more from us, you can go to thevro.com, which is our website. You can find podcasts like these, written blog reviews, giveaways, interviews, convention information, all kinds of stuff. You can also find us on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, iTunes, YouTube. We are at the VRO on Twitter, and I will see you guys next week to talk more on zombie. Goodbye.